chili. Did it, Dan? Did it? Don't make it spanky. You just remember, your mama's going to be watching. Send police, take license plates number. Everybody showed up for church today. And the judge said, no, you're not.
You got a feeling that all these mayors and stuff that caused this problem probably just committed political suicide.
Yeah. 15 seconds.
You're ready to push that button. Well, the thing is, Fisher can't run again, so he don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize his term limit's over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Better turn my mic on. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord?
Always.
Oh, happy Resurrection Day. That is the true reason for this day to be celebrated, is because Christ has risen from the dead. All right. Well, we had a couple of birthdays this past week I was made aware of, and I know that there was at least one anniversary. So we'll go ahead and sing those songs for everyone who celebrated a birthday this past week or an anniversary. We'll get both songs in. And to all who have had birthdays and anniversaries, God bless you. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right. Now the anniversary sounds a lot like it. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. All right. Well, we have our opening hymn this morning, which is Victory in Jesus. So, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I forgot the memory verse. Thank you. All right, together. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that is Romans 8:1. One of my favorite verses, by the way, because if you think about what that means, no condemnation. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now we're ready for our opening hymn, Victory in Jesus. Bluegrass, it is. We can get it to play. All right, it's on its way. Yeehaw!
Heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groanings, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is launch me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see.
And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit.
And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask Brother Wayne Morse to come up and lead us in our second hymn this morning, which is The Old Rugged Cross. And it's the Alan Jackson version, so we're grateful that we have this music to celebrate this Happy Resurrection Day with.
Alan could be here.
Yeah, Wayne's filling in.
I will ever be then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a
Thank you, Brother Wayne, and thank you, Alan Jackson, for providing us with that version of the music this morning. And now I'm going to ask Brother John Klemek to come up and share a communion meditation with us this morning. Brother John.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Happy Easter. We live in a time where there is much bad news. It's great to hear the good news of the gospel in Jesus Christ. So many of us need encouragement to face the many setbacks that could easily become opportunities for discouragement and even despair. This Easter, we remember that the Lord is risen.
Amen.
All things are possible with God.
Yes.
Good news always overcomes bad news.
Amen.
In the end, when viewed with the eyes of faith, hope, and love in Christ. We live in a time when perhaps more than ever before in our lifetimes, our culture needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ again. We need revival.
Yes.
Our entire nation needs revival in Christ. All things are possible with God. Faith is a substance or personification of things hoped for, things not yet seen. We walk by faith in these things and not merely by the sight of current setbacks, challenges, or even failures. Let's all dare to have faith that true revival in Jesus Christ can happen in our day and time.
Amen.
In this culture right now. This is the message of Easter this year for me, and I hope it is for you too. This Easter season reminds us that love always conquers self-obsession and hatred. Forgiveness always conquers judgment.
Amen.
Justice always conquers vengeance.
Yes.
Kindness always conquers cruelty.
Yes.
And humility and meekness always conquer ego and pride.
Amen.
Jesus is risen. Jesus is victor. He is the life that conquers death, the light that conquers darkness, the hope that conquers despair.
Yes.
And the love that conquers self-obsessions and even hatred that is so prevalent throughout our world today.
Amen.
So I want to say with great enthusiasm, Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. All right. Well, for those of you at home, we are going to now participate in the Lord's Supper. I'm going to pray first. And if you have your crackers and juice at home, those of you here, if you haven't already prepared your things, go ahead. I will pray, and then we will partake. Father God, thank you so much for the deep richness of your love. Lord, what a great day today really is. Not only did you come as one of us, teach, heal, and do good while you were here, you were put to death for our sins. But on the third day, you rose, giving us hope beyond the grave. Your blood shed
cleanses every stain, cleanses every sin. When we accept what you have done for us, accept you as Lord and Savior. But your resurrection gives us hope of eternity in heaven with you. Lord, we remember these things as we partake of this communion. In Christ's name, amen. 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 And now we will sing Amazing Grace, the Chris Tomlin version.
Soon dissolve like snow.
the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever.
Amen. Amen. All right, and now we have special music, again, by Brother Wayne Morse, and I think that you will all find this song a wonderful treat on this Resurrection Day, Brother Wayne.
Good morning.
Morning.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Yes.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story. Again.
Start this message with a prayer. So let's pray. Father God, thank you again for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to live and die and live again, that we may be saved, that we may spend eternity in heaven. Lord, I pray these few words in this message will be an encouragement, a reminder, and a renewal of our affection for you. In Jesus' name, amen. This is an outline, a message that is not original with me, and I'm not really sure that there is any original messages anymore, or outlines for that matter. But I'm going to read the message titled Marks of the Living Christ. And our text is from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. So I'm going to go ahead and read those. Jesus appears to his disciples on the evening of the first day of the week when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." We serve a living Savior. Amen. He overcame death. Now he lives forevermore. This living Savior gives us joy and peace, which the world cannot take away. Look at the four marks left by the Savior. The first mark we find in verse 19 is the mark of peace, which again he said to the disciples as he appeared to them, "Peace be with you." And he repeated that later on, "Peace be with you." So the Lord apparently, since he repeated that especially, wanted us to have this peace. And this, of course, is that peace that passes all understanding. The peace that even though the storm is raging around us in the world, like right now during this coronavirus, this is a storm, but those of us who know Christ, we still have peace, even in this storm. We're not running around for fear of everything. We're not afraid that we're going to get this virus. And even if we get it, we're not afraid that if we die, we're going to hell. We have that peace to know that even if we should get this virus, even if we should die from it, we still know that we're going to be with the Lord. It will all be okay because he has given us this peace. The second mark is the mark of the prince, found in the first part of verse 20. He showed them his hands and his side. And of course, we know he had the holes in his hands and he was pierced in his side. And so we have these mark of the prince. And, you know, there's another time when he appeared and Thomas wasn't with them. And then later when Thomas was, he said, go ahead, touch. Put your finger in the hole on my hand. Put your hand in my side. And that's when Thomas said, my Lord and my God. The mark of the prince tells us who Jesus is. He is our Lord and our God. He went to the cross for us. He was brutally beaten and died a terrible death, hanging on a cross by his hands and his legs. And then they pierced his side to make sure that he was dead. When he resurrected, his resurrection body still had those prints to show that he was the same Christ who was so brutally killed. And he rose as our Lord and our Savior. The mark of peace, the mark of prince. And then we find for the third mark is the mark of pleasure in the latter part of verse 20. It says the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but there are times in my life, there are times in all of our lives, I'm sure, when we find that we have a moment where we feel the presence of God much more than we do normally, much more than we maybe have in the past, or maybe more than we ever have. I remember one time in particular, I was at a preacher fellowship down in Kentucky in a little church that was a log cabin church. It was a Baptist church. It was beautiful. And it wasn't just ministers, but it was primarily ministers that were there. We were there for the whole day and having a meal. And there were several ministers that were speaking words of encouragement to one another. And they asked a young minister who was an associate pastor to get up. And he was in a wheelchair. And he got up to speak and he said, there's ministers here that I know have been in the ministry for 20, 30, 40 years. He said, and I don't feel confident. I don't feel like it's my place to preach to you all. So I'm just going to share a testimony. And as he began to share his story, something happened. God showed up. As he shared, there was a moment in time when everyone in that place, everyone, and I'm not sure people outside the building didn't feel it, but everyone inside that building began to laugh hilariously, couldn't stop. There was, you know, it just happened. And a few moments later, everyone began to cry. Everyone. And then it just, peace came. It just passed and peace came. Peace settled on the place. And it was awesome. So we all have moments in time. We all have moments when we are going to have a closeness with God. Christ, that we don't always have, that we don't always feel. And every time that happens, there is a certain amount of pleasure that is brought from being in the presence of the Lord. You know, one day we'll be in his presence physically forever.
constantly we will feel that pleasure, that peace, that joy. And we will always see the marks. And the last mark is the mark of power. Verses 21 through 23, again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then he says this, "If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now, boy, that's created some conflict, that passage in the past. Different theologians, different backgrounds of denominations have delivered this and interpreted it in different ways. But the way that I believe that this means is that if I share the gospel with someone and that person accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, then their sins are forgiven. If I share the gospel with them and they reject Jesus Christ, their sins are not forgiven. So he sends us out. And perhaps this is even a precursor to the great commandment to go and make disciples. The great commission, rather, I'm sorry. To go and make disciples. This is a precursor to that. He said, for them, "I'm sending you." And what's he sending them with? He's sending us out with the gospel. And when we share the gospel and what it entails, the meaning of the gospel is for us to receive Jesus Christ, accept that he is the Son of God, to accept that he is Lord and Savior, to accept that he was born of a virgin, to accept that he died in our place as a substitute, and because of that, he paid the price for my sins, for your sins. And in the process of doing that, if we accept those things, then all of our sins, when we confess, "Yes, I am a sinner, Lord." When we confess, and we know some specific things that we've done and some things we don't know. We may not remember every little thing. We may not even know that some of the things we did in the past was a sin. But the Holy Spirit will guide us when the time is right for us to confess anything that we have forgotten. He will guide us to deal with that. But at the moment that we began to put our faith in Jesus, we just simply confess, "Yes, I am a sinner against you, because you are a righteous and holy God. You alone deserve for me to worship you. Please forgive me of my sins, Lord." And then we repent. Repent means to turn, to change, to turn from the way that we used to live in a sinful life, constantly doing things that were wrong and never giving any consideration as to whether it was right or wrong. We turn from that sinful way and we turn to God. We turn to his word. We read and study his word and find out what we should do, what we should be doing, how we can live in such a way that we are honoring God with our lives, that we can obey him and bring glory to him here on the earth, and that we can put a smile on his face. That is the gospel, folks. That is the truth. And when we believe that, when we accept that, then the blood of Jesus is applied over us in a spiritual way, and he's cleansed us of all of our sins. And that's where our memory verse that we shared this morning fits right into that. Romans 8:1, "There is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus." How do you come into Christ Jesus? You come into Christ by believing in him, by accepting that he is Lord and Savior. And because he's Lord and Savior, he is holy, he is righteous. I am filthy, I'm sinful, I am dirty, and I need to be cleansed by him. I confess that I have filthy mind, a filthy heart that I have messed up on all of this. And Lord, all we can do is just continue to honor you and to love you and to ask your forgiveness and to try to grow and learn more and more and more to get to where we are confident that we are in your grace, that we are obeying your word, that we are honoring you with our lives. And Lord, when we do that, then we see the mark of your peace. We receive that peace. We see the mark of the prince. We know that you died for us. We feel the mark of your pleasure because we know we're in your grace. We know that we're in your presence, whether we feel it right at that moment in that great way or not. Your word is very clear. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And so we feel sometimes more than others, but whether we feel it or not, you are always there with us. And we will also know the mark of your power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know there's been times when the things that I've seen and heard and read that God has done, it just blows me away. It just blows my mind. You know, there are many things that we in our natural state have a hard time trying to comprehend. But there are demons that try to harm people. There are demons that try to stop us from spreading the gospel. There is demons that tries to stop us from doing good. And I have learned that when you use the name of Jesus, these demons are put in their place. I can't make them do anything, but they fear Jesus. So this Easter, do you know this living Savior? He wants to live in you. He wants to control your life. No one really lives a happy life until Christ controls your life. We know this from experience, and we are grateful that when we surrender to Him, everything goes the way that it should. Everything works out for the good of them that are called according to His purpose, to them who love Him. And we are grateful. Father God, thank you so much for these few moments that we've had a chance to share from your word. We pray that the folks that are a part of this body of believers are blessed with this message as they are having to stay home during this time. But Lord, I pray your presence was felt in their home and in their heart, and is even now. Lord, as we ponder about you walking out of the tomb, let us feel the mark of peace, the mark of a prince, the mark of pleasure, and the mark of power. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, Sister Renee Obermiller is going to come and lead us in this last hymn, and then we will close out with the family of God. It's a tradition here at the church. Sister Renee.
Christ has risen, he has risen indeed, is what we're going to be singing today. Amen. How can he be the one who died? His voice
sacrifice to conquer every sting of death. Sing, sing hallelujah. For joy awakes as dawning light when Christ's disciples lift their eyes. Alive He stands, their friend and King. Christ, Christ He is risen. Darkness once had been, they saw Him and their hearts believe. But blessed are those who have not seen, yet seen hallelujah. Once bound by fear, now bold in faith, they preach the truth and power of grace. Life everlasting. Christ is risen, He's risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah. Join the chorus, sing with the redeemed. Christ is risen, He's risen indeed. The power that raised Him from the grave now works in us to powerfully save. He frees our hearts to live in grace. Go tell of His goodness. Christ is risen, He's risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah. Join the chorus, sing with the redeemed. Christ is risen, He's risen indeed. He's risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah. Join the chorus, sing with the redeemed. Christ is risen, He's risen indeed. He's risen, He's alive, He's alive. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, He's alive.
All right. Well, now our traditional closeout hymn. If anybody has a need, anybody out there has a need, just let me know through the internet or call me at Lexington Christian Church, and we will pray with you. Be happy to pray with you. Anybody here has a need, just let me know, and we will pray. Family of God.
When I'm a part of the family of God, I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm a part of the family of God.
Part of the family.
God bless you all. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.